Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you with John Russell. John became aware of his psychic abilities around the age of 6 years old, started giving psychic readings to his friends and family at about 15. And by the age of 18, he was reading professionally. He eventually became internationally known as more than 45 years of expertise as a professional psychic with a worldwide clientele and as a paranormal investigator, has witnessed more than 800 supernatural manifestations. His latest book, he's working on another one. We'll tell you about that later. But the latest one is 20 Ways to Increase Your Psychic Abilities. Mr. Russell, welcome back.
George, it's so great to be here. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
You know, I'm doing good. I've had some health setbacks along, as we all seem to be having, but still trucking on, doing good to finish this third book finally, and about halfway through the fourth one, so staying busy.
And we'll talk about that fourth one at the end of the program with you. 20 Ways to Increase Your Psychic Abilities. How did you come up with 20 ways?
Well, you know, I thought the book needs to be long enough to be meaningful, to have some serious content, but short enough that that it wasn't too boring and that I could cover a range of techniques that my clients have asked me about over the years. People have always asked me when I've done readings for my clients, they're like, how can I increase the psychic ability that I have to whatever degree that I can? And over the years, during the readings, I would give them some quick instructions, some quick bits and pieces of things that the other side had taught me over the years that I knew worked if you would put them into practice and really apply them. And I thought, you know, I need to take this and put it into form where, you know, everybody can have it, not just my clients, but everybody can have it. And also that the clients could have the full version of it because during the reading, you know, time's at a premium. And you have to give them kind of the shorthand version of it. So with 20 ways to increase your psychic abilities, there's techniques in there to learn psychometry, dream interpretation, scrying, begin to learn the tarot cards, and on and on and on. 20 different techniques altogether.
John, tell us about this epiphany, basically, you had when you were on 6 years old. What happened?
Oh, when I was 6 years old began to developed my psychic abilities. What caused that was I was sound asleep one night in my bed and woke up in the middle of the night just absolutely wide awake, no grogginess, no drowsiness. And I couldn't figure that out. I was like, well, what in the world is this? And my parents had left a nightlight on down the hall so I could see to get up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, whatever. And so I raised up on my elbows in bed looking around, just kind of like, well, why am I suddenly so wide awake? And as I looked out my open bedroom door, looked down the hallway, and the night lights glow, I could see this elderly black gentleman peering around the hall doorway, staring at me in the bed. And I screamed bloody murder because we didn't have anyone like that living with us. My assumption as a almost six-year-old child was that an intruder had entered the home. Someone had broken in. And when I screamed, he walked around the doorway into the hallway. And he was every bit as solid as you or I. I can tell you the clothes he had on. And I knew he was elderly because he had close-cropped white hair and a white mustache. And he began walking toward me, and I screamed bloody murder again. And as my parents began to come running, he began to vanish.
Oh, jeez.
And after that, I couldn't verbalize it or even think it through in a rational way, being about 5.5 years old. But after that, for about a few weeks later, it began to dawn on me that he hadn't come to scare me to death. He had come to open up a portal to these paranormal manifestations that I had begun to experience.
Who or what do you think he was?
I think he was just one of my guides. I think he was a kind of a gatekeeper, kind of a guide, maybe even a guardian angel that was tasked with coming and awakening this gift in me, opening up this portal to these experiences, and allowing me to have this strong interaction with the other side, and eventually my psychic gift began to develop out of all of that. And it's something that's been a great blessing to me and a great blessing to a number of people over the years.
Did your parents think you were having a nightmare?
They did. They thought that I had just seen something on TV that I carried to bed with me, and when I fell asleep had a nightmare as a result or whatever. And I told them, no, there was someone in the house. There was someone physically in the house. And after that experience, when the paranormal manifestations began to occur, they occurred on the physical realm, and my parents witnessed them as well. So they were like, okay, something happened here. Something's up.
We all have paranormal and psychic abilities, don't we?
We all do to a degree, and you can develop yours as far as you can go, and then there's a plateau for everyone. And this is one of the reasons I write the book, is like, okay, I'm going to take you by the hand. I'm going to lead you step by step, tell you exactly what to do, and I'm going to help you develop those abilities as far as you're capable.
Is there a chronology, John, of these 20 where one is better than the other?
Oh, absolutely not. They're all good. Some are maybe a little easier to learn for some people than others. I start off the book with chapter one is psychometry. And for me, that's always been the easiest technique to teach someone. I can usually sit down with someone and following the guidelines that I write about in my book, using that exact same technique, I can sit and teach someone within a matter of 5 or 10 minutes to do psychometry successfully and get good results, accurate results.
5 minutes? That's it?
Yeah, 5 or 10 minutes. I had one time with my wife, I had an object that I'd had for ages before we had gotten married. And I explained to her basically the same thing as what I write in the book. And I said, here, take this and do what I've told you, and I'm going to write down what you tell me, and then I'll give you the feedback. And so she did. She had never done psychometry in that way before. And like I said, I explained it to her in about 5 or 10 minutes, gave her the object, told her what to do. And she gave me the feedback on what she was receiving as far as feelings, imagery, thoughts, whatever. And she was about 85-90% accurate in what she had received. So it's an easy technique to learn.
What makes one person better than the next psychically?
Oh, gosh. You know, that's like asking, why is one pianist better than another? Why is one musician better than another? I think it has to do with an innate level of ability, the gift that we're given. And, you know, some people are given the gift to run marathons. Some people are given the gift to play classical music at a level that's world, worldwide famous, and so on and so forth. And then others of us we have our other niches. So I think it's just based upon what you're given. Some people just naturally have a greater ability than others.
Buzz through some of these techniques, John.
I'm sorry, say again?
Buzz through some of these techniques you put in your book.
Ah, it's great. We have psychometry. We have dream interpretation, one of my favorites. Scrying, which is like crystal ball gazing, and there's a lot of other variations of that that I include in the book. The basics of how to learn and read the tarot cards, how to conduct an old school seance, how to connect with your guardian angels, exorcisms, receiving guidance, amulets and talismans, including how to make your own or how to find your own, an entire chapter on effective candle magic, how to attract the perfect mate. That's one of the big things that I've dealt with in my readings over the years, and I give the exact technique that I give to clients in my readings to help them find the perfect mate, how to make offerings to spirits, cloud busting, how to record electronic voice phenomenon, generating psychic energy, healing, Ouija boards.
Oh, boy. to use or stay away from?
To use. Salt is a magical implement. How to receive signs when you need a sign about, man, I'm confused, I'm conflicted, which way do I go, what do I do? I'll tell you how to receive a sign that'll tell you how to proceed. Developing individual mediumship. And then the very last thing in the book is the preview of my new book.
Excellent.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if somebody manifests 10 of these, not the 20, but 10, What kind of abilities will they have?
If they even manifest one of these things, it's going to increase their psychic abilities greatly. It's going to give them a tool and a technique. For example, if you get really proficient at psychometry, and then I show you further real-world applications of that and how to extend that tool, how to extend that technique. If you just mastered that, if you just worked on that till you got really proficient at it, your life is going to change in a positive way. But if you were to take 2, 3, 4, even 5 of the things in this book, it's going to be life-changing in a very positive way. It really will. Each one of these chapters, each one of these techniques, I demystify it. That was my real purpose in writing this book, was to say, okay, look, these things exist. They are real. They're practical. They work. But people have surrounded them with so much gobbledygook over the years that it makes it difficult or hard for most people to want to learn or practice. You know, you got to cut a branch from a willow tree on the third full moon of the year at midnight while you wear purple and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, none of that gobbledygook is in the book. You don't have to have special implements. You don't have to buy expensive things. You don't have to wait for a certain time of the month or year or day or anything else. It's just cut and dried, simple techniques. And you don't have to have any special ability to do these things. These are things that you can learn without, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm just not psychic or I'm just not gifted. Well, you are, but you've never been taught the correct way to develop it. And usually people run into the roadblocks of complexities and complications when they're trying to learn something. And that's why I made all of these chapters simple, easy, and then like anything else, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. You have to practice.
Why did you bring the Ouija board into this thing, John?
So much surrounds the Ouija board that there's so much myth. And there's so much false information and misinformation about the Ouija board. You know, it becomes the big bugaboo. And yet people that would never touch a Ouija board have no hesitation at all about picking up a tarot card deck or using a pendulum or dowsing rods or gazing into a crystal ball or using pyramids or whatever else.
That's what you just said is absolutely true. And I'm probably one of the examples for that.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's the same energy that we're utilizing, whether we're using a crystal ball or a pendulum or dowsing rods or the Ouija board. It's all the same energy. It's all the same manifestation. We're doing the same thing. And in this chapter on the Ouija board, I was really delighted to write this chapter. And in this chapter, I explained to people, look, the idea of the talking board or something very similar has been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And I explained to people a little bit about the myths behind it, the misinformation behind it, and then how to successfully and safely use it. You know, you're not going to open up a portal to hell with a Ouija board any more than you are with a deck of tarot cards or a pendulum or a crystal ball or anything else. It's all the same tool and technique, all the same energy.
Is it the operator of the board that creates the issue?
I think that it is, because people get a mindset going into it that it's dangerous, or that something dangerous is going to happen, or that they're going to manifest something evil. And these are the kind of people that believe that what they see in horror movies is real, and that it disturbs their psyche, and they kind of carry that around with them. And in my book, I explain, not only with the Ouija board, but with every other technique, if something makes you uncomfortable, don't do it. You know, you're in control of your life. You're in charge of your life. And if you like everything in here, including Ouija boards, but the tarot cards scare you, just skip the chapter on tarot cards. You know, it's that simple.
Now, you mentioned dream and dream interpretations. How does that figure into the equation?
You know, dreams, everybody, one of my followers told me they just couldn't wait for the book, for that chapter alone, to figure out how to accurately interpret dreams. Everybody dreams. And according to researchers, even people that say that they don't dream, they do. They just don't remember them. And our dreams can contain a wealth of information. And I wanted to include several things about dreaming and about guiding dreaming and about dream interpretation and developing lucid dreaming, if you so desire. There's instructions as to how to go about all of that. And one of the things that stuck with me over the years and made me want to do this chapter on dream interpretation and on receiving guidance in our dreams is I knew a fellow one time, a friend of mine, that worked for the NSA, the National Security Agency, and he was a code breaker in the NSA. And he told me, he said, John, he said, I had this experience. We had this code that we absolutely couldn't break. We were throwing everything that we had at it and just couldn't do anything, couldn't break it, couldn't make any sense out of it. And he said, I worked on this thing till I was so frazzled I couldn't see straight. He said, I went home one night, and I was so tired, I didn't take off my suit or tie, I didn't even loosen my tie, I didn't even take off my shoes. I just fell over backward in my bed, fully clothed, and just instantly fell asleep out of exhaustion. And he said, I had a lucid dream. And in this dream, there was like a ticker tape, like you see on Wall Street. And he said, here come the characters in that code on this ticker tape. And he thought to himself in the dream, he said, my God, this thing's invading my dreams. I can't even escape it. I can't even get any rest or any peace. It's going to drive me insane. And he said, then the second ticker tape appeared right below it. And in the second ticker tape were the letters in clear, in English, the translation, in other words, of what the code actually said. And he said, I woke up and grabbed a pencil and paper and wrote everything down and rushed back into the office, and sure enough, that broke the code. So we can receive valuable guidance and information in our dreams, and I teach you how to do that, and I teach you how to interpret your dreams.
Using some of these techniques, when can you expect to see results? How long?
Very, very quickly. Like with psychometry, like I say, you can sit down and learn to do that in 5-10 minutes time. Dream interpretation, if you begin to work with that on a nightly basis, you should see results within a week that begin to make sense to you. All of these things are pretty simple and easy to learn, and you can see results pretty quickly. Go into it with an open mind. Go into it with respect. Go into it with a light heart. And say, you know, this is something other people can do this. I can do this. I can learn this. And like I say, I've stripped it down to the basics. There's no rigmarole. There's no gobbledygook. You don't have to have expensive special devices or anything. Just a willingness to try it and a willingness to learn. And like, for example, the chapter of psychometry, I tell you how to set the stage for that, as I do for most of these things. What kind of an atmosphere you need to create and what kind of a person you need to practice with if it's a two-person thing like psychometry and so on and so forth. So it becomes a thing where you can get results very, very quickly, which is very satisfying. And then, like anything else, the more you practice it, the more you delve into it, the better you're going to get.
Are any of these techniques dangerous, John, in the wrong hands?
No, because I think that the other side, and I've told my clients this over the years many, many times, I think the other side puts kind of firewalls, if you will, or fail safes in place, that keep us from going off the rails and deliberately trying to harm people or this, that, and the other. And then I've got tools and techniques in there, like the amulets and talismans. There's other techniques I teach you that if you think there's something negative around you, or if you think there's negativity being directed toward you, I tell you how to neutralize that, how to build a protective environment around yourself, and how to use protective devices like amulets and talismans to protect yourself.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
She's breathing right now?
Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.